good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. And if there's a key verse that we've read tonight, it's verse 8, 1 Timothy. For bodily exercise profiteth little. You know, that doesn't always seem to make a whole lot of sense to apostolics, because we do exercise. Amen. You know, working out is just a part of our worship routine. Everybody say work out. You know, there's a lot that has been said and a lot of attention that's been given to working out in this day and hour in which we live. It's calisthenics. Exercise. Exercise your way to a better life. Now, I know there's some folks that just don't like working out. They don't like that a regimen of exercising their physical being in order to have a more desirable physique, to have a more enjoyable life. But there is a lot to be said about exercise. Now, the Bible doesn't say that exercise is unprofitable. We sometimes read into the word what we want to get out of it. God, nowhere in the scripture said that exercise was unprofitable. But there are exercises that are more profitable than others. Now, bodily exercise will get you better muscle tone. It'll get you a healthier way of life. It'll get you that body, that image that you desire for yourself. If you want to lose weight, work out. You want to trim up, shape up, and really turn your physical life around, and work out. But I want to talk about a different kind of workout tonight, because God has called you to work out. All you out there that don't like exercise, that don't like jumping jacks, that don't like sit-ups and push-ups, you don't like the ups, you like the downs, the sit-down, the lay-down. Amen? There's a lot more people that like the downs and that like the ups. Amen. But I want you to know this church is on the way up, not the way down. The direction that God wants us, amen, is up. Hallelujah. And so we're called to work out. I want you to look at your neighbor tonight and say, we're called to work out. Hallelujah. Bodily exercise profiteth little, but it does help. Amen. But there are exercises, amen, that are more profitable than those that exercise the physical being. We are to exercise ourselves in the things of God. Amen. The apostle was not telling us, amen, that it was okay to be a lazy Christian. Amen. God doesn't want us, amen, to lay down, amen, and let the devil walk on us. The devil doesn't want, or God doesn't want us, amen, to give up, amen, in this race. Amen. But if you're going to endure to the end of a race, I want you to know one thing you got to learn. You got to learn to work out. Amen. Brother Neil, you used to run. Amen. Stand up, brother. Let's look at that form. This man was known at one time as White Lightning. He has set some records that still stand in track and field. But he didn't achieve that without a workout. He didn't achieve that without a commitment. The Bible says that we're in a race. Hallelujah. And if we're going to win this race, we've got to exercise some things. Amen. We cannot get fat and flabby. Amen. In the spiritual sense. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about spiritual. Amen. God doesn't want any fluffy Christians. Amen. God doesn't want, amen, Christians that are not committed. Amen. We're running a race that's far more important than the Boston Marathon. Amen. The Boston Marathon is a race of endurance. Amen. That there's a lot of people that can sprint. We can sprint to the refrigerator. We can sprint to McDonald's. Amen. As long as it doesn't take a whole lot of effort, we can get there. Amen. But this is not a sprint. This race is not going to be won by those that are flashy. It's not going to be won by those that just look good. Amen. But this is a race, amen, of endurance. Amen. This is a race that's going to test the mettle of every individual. Amen. If you're going to be a victorious child of God, you've got to exercise yourself in the things of God. You've got to learn to work out. My Bible says that we're to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Praise God. We're called to work out. Amen. Now, for bodily exercise profiteth little. Oh, but let me tell you some things that are very profitable. But godliness is not something that we achieve. Amen. Due to our feeble desire or our feeble effort. Amen. But we have to strive, amen, to be like Jesus. Amen. Godliness, amen, is to be like Him. But godliness is profitable unto all things. Oh, hallelujah. We need to exercise ourselves in a little godliness. We need to exercise ourselves in the things of God. The Bible says in the last days that men would have a form of godliness. Amen. Just putting a girdle on, amen, might make you look good. It may give you some form. Amen. But it doesn't change the state of affairs. Amen. You can have cosmetic surgery and look good. Amen. But that really doesn't achieve, amen, the things, amen, that are important to the physical well-being, amen, of the body. Amen. I want you to know that as a church, God is not looking, amen, for a church that looks good. Amen. But God is looking for a church that does good. He's not looking for a church that looks righteous. He's looking for a church, amen, that exercises themselves in righteousness. We got to learn to work out. Hallelujah. Amen. God has called us to work out, to exercise ourselves in godliness. Amen. Have having the promise of the life that now is. If you want to really enjoy life, amen, you got to learn to work out. Amen. Not only will you enjoy the life right here, but the life that is to come. Amen. Now that in the natural realm, amen, that you get more out of life, amen, when you're physically fit. There are some things that a person, I enjoy mountaineering, I enjoy hiking, I enjoy exercise, I enjoy sporting events of just about any kind. But you don't enjoy that if you're not physically fit. You don't enjoy, amen, mountaineering. You don't enjoy, amen, running. You don't enjoy, amen, the things that the natural man is geared to enjoy if you're not physically fit in the natural. There are some people that don't really enjoy going to church. They don't really enjoy worship. They don't really enjoy, amen, singing praises to the Lord, amen, because they're not spiritually fit. They don't exercise themselves in prayer. They don't exercise themselves in the reading and the studying of the Word of God. They don't exercise, amen, the doing of good works and those things that honor and give praise and glory to the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But when you begin to exercise yourself, amen, when you're spiritually minded, amen, the preaching, amen, never is too hard. Amen, the singing, amen, is never too fast. Amen, the worship, amen, is never overdone because there's a joy. Hallelujah, I'm glad tonight that I can worship God with everything that is within me. The Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt worship or love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength." Amen. Everything within you. Amen. In other words, we got to work out. Hallelujah. Yes, praise God. Amen. The word "work out" means literally, amen, to enjoy yourself, amen, by the exercise of your faith, to enjoy your salvation, amen, to be energetic, to be enthused, amen, about that wonderful salvation that you purchased, that God has purchased for you, because you cannot earn salvation. We don't work for salvation. We don't earn the right, amen, to enter the kingdom of God by our works. So when the Bible's talking about working out your salvation with fear and trembling, it's not talking about a means of obtaining salvation. It means unwrapping the gift. Amen. You know, it doesn't matter how wonderful something is, that if you have something that's given to you as a gift, and as long as you leave it unwrapped, you never enjoy the full benefit of it. But when you unwrap it, amen, and you begin, amen, to enjoy it, you begin to utilize it, you begin to put things in motion, amen. When the Bible says work out your salvation, amen, that means to enjoy your salvation, amen. That means to love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. It means to love God with everything that's within you. Amen. When the Bible says work out your salvation, that means to give honor and praise and glory to the one, amen, that so graciously saved you with his precious blood. Work out your salvation. Amen. Amen. James said, "You show me your faith without your works." And he said, "I'll show you my faith by my works." Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. A happy people is a people, amen, amen, that's enjoying their salvation. Amen. Salvation is not something to be deplored. It's something, amen, to be celebrated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can work out our salvation, amen, by exercising ourselves in the things that God has commanded us to do. We work out our salvation when we demonstrate the grace of God that He so generously has bestowed upon us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're called to work out. Praise God. Amen. There are some rewards for those that would live godly. The Bible tells us that those that would live godly, amen, should enjoy long life. In Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 40, amen, God promised to extend the life of those, amen, who chose a life of godliness. Amen, I don't envy the world. I don't envy the alcoholic. I don't envy the drug addict. I don't envy those that are addicted to tobacco and other forms, amen, of nicotine. I don't envy them, amen, because they're just cutting off the life that God gave them. Not only are they limiting, amen, the time of their life, but they're limiting, amen, the quality of their life. Amen. Amen. Longevity is one thing, but besides quantity of life, I thank God for quality of life. Amen. It's good to be able to breathe God's clean air. Amen. It's wonderful to have a clear mind. Amen. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love and a power and of a sound mind. We're called to holiness and righteousness, to live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. Yes, hallelujah. We get more out of life now, and we get more out of life in the future. Amen. Living for God, amen, is the most wonderful life. Amen. Because God has promised life to those, amen, that would live righteous. Amen. Jesus said, I'm come not just to give life, but to give it more abundantly. If you really want to enjoy life, enjoy the salvation of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. I'm enjoying being a Christian. I enjoy being a child of God. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. I believe it's the will of God for us to enjoy our salvation by exercising our faith, but demonstrating our love. Amen. Demonstrating the love that God has bestowed upon us. Amen. Bestowing love upon somebody else. Amen. We're working out. Amen. We are demonstrating. Amen. We are energized by the Spirit of God that works in us. Why? Because we're working out our salvation. Amen. You see, salvation is a call, amen, to good things. It's a call, amen, to action. It's not something, amen, that is uninvolved. It is being involved. In fact, the God of heaven gave us the Holy Ghost that we might, amen, be a witness of this common salvation. Amen. There are many rewards. Amen. Not only do we enjoy life to the fullest, amen, when we work out, amen, for Jesus, when we exercise our faith, when we exercise ourselves in prayer, when we exercise, amen, every opportunity that we have to come into the presence of God and worship Him. Oh, I'm working out. Hallelujah. When I come to church, Brother Ferguson, I come to work out for Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not exercising my physical body, but I'm exercising my faith. I'm exercising my worship. I'm exercising my desire. I'm exercising my obedience to the word of God. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. God called us to work out. Amen, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Those that would live godly will enjoy the fruit of their labor. Isaiah 3 and verse 10, Isaiah 65, 22 tells us that those that would live godly, amen, should enjoy the fruit of their labor. Amen. But the one thing about it, you can't enjoy the fruit of your labor if there's not any labor. Bible says, be not weary in well doing nothingness. It says, be not weary in well doing. Amen. Working out your salvation. Amen. Is being a doer. And not just a hearer. Hallelujah. Amen. It's working out for Jesus. It's exercising compassion. It's exercising love. It's exercising mercy. It's exercising forgiveness. It's exercising the things of God. Amen. And those that would live godly, amen, in Christ Jesus, shall enjoy the fruit of their labor. Can you say praise the Lord? Oh, hallelujah. God wants you to enjoy the fruit of your labor. Even the Bible says that it is meet for the husbandman, amen, to first be partakers of the fruit. That means, amen, those that labor, amen, they're the ones that should benefit first before anyone else. Amen. If you wonder why your neighbor, amen, always seems to be blessed, amen, it is not by accident. Amen. If you sow good seed, amen, the Bible said, be not weary and well doing, for in due season you shall reap. If you faint not, amen, don't envy your neighbor's field. Don't envy your neighbor's blessing as a reason, amen, that he's blessed. As a reason that God, amen, has shown favor upon him. It's because, amen, that he is laboring in that gives glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Bodily exercise profiteth little. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable. Hallelujah. Let's be godly. Amen. Let's be holiness. Let's be the people of Jesus' name. Let's be what God has called us to be, because the Bible says it's profitable. Not only is it profitable in this life, but it's profitable in the life that is to come. Amen. Those that would live godly are going to enjoy abundant life in this present world. Amen. And in the world to come, eternal life. Those that will live godly, amen, are going to be. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, amen, he said that we are to be content. Hallelujah. Amen. That's not just a suggestion. Amen. That is a directive. Be content. Amen. There's nothing that's more that's more sorrowful, that's sadder than to see someone that has such a great hope and promise as we have, amen, to be discontented. Yeah, right. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Amen. You cannot please some folks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Some people are always looking for greener pastures. Always looking for something, amen, that's better than what they've got. Amen. My Bible tells me that godliness with, hallelujah, godliness with contentment is great gain. If you, amen, want to be blessed, amen, then you ought to rejoice in the blessings of God. You ought to thank God every day, amen, for the Holy Ghost. You need to thank God every day for the mercy and the grace, amen, and the love of God that was so generously shed abroad upon you. Hallelujah. We need to be content. Amen. Israel was fed with manna from heaven. They drank water that came out of a rock. Both of them took place through the miraculous. They were not strangers to the mighty power of God. Amen. They had witnessed the great arm of the Lord in delivering them out of Egypt. Amen. It's a shame that people who have been delivered from alcoholism and have been delivered from drugs and have been delivered, amen, from the lowest forms of sin, the most terrible things that you can think of, amen, should ever be a grumbler or a complainer. But we need to give thanks unto God always. Hallelujah. We need to be content. Hallelujah. To exercise a little gratitude. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Say it. Work out. Work out. Hallelujah. We're called to work out. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. My little sweet darling here. Amen. She's one of those that doesn't particularly like, amen, the more physical side of life. Don't want to go on a marathon, do you? Don't want to hike the Appalachian Trail. But you want to, she wants an exercise bike. She don't want to go anywhere. She just wants to look good. But when it comes to the things of the Spirit, come here, honey. Hallelujah. When it comes to the things of God, hallelujah. Don't you be a straggler. Don't you be a naysayer. Don't you be a wet blanket. You get on your sneakers. You get on your hiking boots. Hallelujah. Because we're going to a city that hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. You need to work out in prayer to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. 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 We're called to work out. Amen. And something that someone who exercises and that prepares themselves, amen, they don't become entangled, amen, with the cares of this world. My dad was he was an athlete. He ran track. He played football, he played baseball, he lettered in all the sports. One thing that he told me, that their coach would not allow on that team. I mean, he played any kind of athletics. Did your coach allow you to smoke? No smokes. If you're going to be an athlete, we're called to work out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it's that important, amen, to be in shape physically, amen, we cannot allow anything that the devil would use, amen, to entangle us. Amen. The Bible said, lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset you. And let's run this race with patience. We can't afford, amen, to lose out. We can't afford, amen, to stumble and fall and be entangled with the cares of this life. Hallelujah. You got to have singleness of purpose. Come on now, boy. Boy, an athlete has to be sold out. Yes, sir. Amen. An athlete has to be sold out. Hallelujah. That's some things, amen, that an athlete just cannot pick up. Amen. If he wants to be on the top of his game, if he wants to be able to compete at the highest level, that's why God wants his people to work out. To work out your salvation. Don't be ashamed to be a Christian. Don't be ashamed to be an apostolic believer. Learn to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, and exercise yourself in the things of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because the church is a church of action. And I was looking through one of the paraphrase Bibles. Amen. Hallelujah. The Message. And as I was looking at that passage of scripture about working out your salvation, amen, he said, what that means is to be energetic, to exercise yourself in the things of God. Hallelujah. We are called, amen, to be saints. We are called to be victorious. The Bible says that they that are born of God overcome the world. Amen. We're more than conquerors. Amen. There's no weapon formed against us that shall prosper. Amen. There's not enough devils in hell. Amen. To keep the church of the living God from fulfilling the purpose and the plan that God has destined for us. And so we need, with all of our heart, we need to be energetic. We need to be enthused about the things of God. For the true worshiper must worship me in spirit and in truth. God's church is not listless. God's church is not a couch potato. Amen. God's not looking for couch potatoes. God's not looking for English muffin Christians. He's looking for an elite army. Hallelujah. He's looking at those that want to work out. Hallelujah. Amen. How many are ready to work out for Jesus tonight? You want to exercise yourself in the purposes of God. You want to exercise a little bit of apostolic faith. Amen. Like Peter and John. Amen. When they were going to the temple, you know what they were going to do? They were going to work out. Amen. You know why? They weren't afraid of the devil. They weren't afraid, amen, of obstacles that would stand in their way, because they knew how to work out. They weren't going to the gymnasium, amen, to play basketball, but they were going to the temple at the hour of prayer, and they were going to work out for Jesus. They were going to spend some time in prayer, wrestling against the flesh and against, amen, the temptations of the world. Amen. We need to work out. Hallelujah. Amen. We must exercise ourselves in obedience to the Word of God. We must exercise ourselves in submission to spiritual authority. Amen. That's an exercise. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to exercise ourselves in reverence to a holy God. Hallelujah. Moses, I want you to take off your shoes, because this is holy ground. Praise the Lord. I forget who. Brother Neil, was it you? Was telling me, when we get to heaven, we won't have to worry about wearing shoes, because it'll all be holy ground. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need to learn to exercise some reverence for the house of God. That's working out your salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. God didn't want you to go trembling around like you're scared to death of Him. But He wants reverence. For He's a holy God. He's deserving of reverence. Hallelujah. We need to exercise a little reverence, amen, for God. A little reverence for the Word of God. A little reverence for the name of God. Amen. For God, amen, has called us to be a holy people. Amen. If we're going, amen, to be a true child of God, we've got to exercise ourselves, amen, in holiness. The Bible says, follow peace with all men. Amen. I want you to know, trying to be at peace with your fellow man, amen's an exercise. In fact, the Bible says, as much as it, or as far as it, you're able to, be at peace with all men. Some people you're not going to have much results at being at peace with. Just have to do the best you can. As much as within you as much as you're able, amen, to be at peace with all men. Follow peace and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. If you're going, amen, get to heaven. If you're going to cross the finish line, amen, you're going to have to be willing to exercise yourself in holiness to God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You're going to have to exercise yourself in serving one another joyfully. And I said joyfully. Amen. It ought to be a joy to serve your brother. It ought to be a joy, amen, to serve God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants us, amen, to serve in His kingdom with joy. God wants us to exercise, amen, the joy of giving. Amen. If you don't ever exercise, amen, giving to the Lord, amen, you're not working out your salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. Because God has given you something that's far more valuable than silver and gold. God's blessed you. Amen. Amen. With something of eternal value. And He said, amen, that if we would put Him first. Amen. That He would supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. We need to exercise ourselves in giving. Amen. If we're going to work out for Jesus. Hallelujah. Giving to God. Amen. Is an exercise of faith. Amen. Because God said, amen, if you will do this, then I'll do this. If you will be obedient to my word, amen, I bless you, amen, so abundantly, amen, that your blessings will be heaped up, pressed down, and running over. But God said, amen, this whole nation has robbed me. And they said, how have we robbed you, God? He said, you've robbed me in tithes and offerings. Yeah. Hallelujah. Everybody say, work out. Work out. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to learn to exercise ourselves in giving. And just like we're to serve one another joyfully. Amen. My Bible says that God loves a cheerful giver. Woo! Boy, I'm so glad that I could pay my tithes. I'm so glad, amen, that I could give in an offering. I'm so glad that I could help, amen, somebody this Christmas, amen, to make their Christmas a little bit more joyful. You know why? Because we're working out our salvation. We're enjoying ourselves in Jesus because He has given us so much more than we ever deserved. And well, you can't ever outgive God. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to exercise ourselves, amen, without complaining. Oh, my, this is hard. Oh, you know, with that little punch that I've got there, you know, I found it's a whole lot harder to tie my shoes than it used to be. But I can still do it. Amen. But I'm not in as good a shape as I was when I was 18. Amen. When we got married, I think I weighed 110 pounds soaking wet, and that was with my boots on, full of water. Got on the scales last night. Woo! Weighed 149. Another piece of pecan pie, and I finally hit 150. Good job, I'm almost ready for the NFL. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's hard. Amen. Sometimes this body don't want to get up. I had a hard time getting up this morning. My old knees was creaking and a cracking. Amen. It sure would have been easy to just lay there and felt sorry for myself. Oh, but Brother Neil, oh, hallelujah, I wanted to work out. Hallelujah. I wanted to, amen, to enjoy the things of God. Amen. God has called me to work out my salvation. And I'm going to enjoy it. As long as I can enjoy it, I'm going to enjoy the Holy Ghost. I'm going to enjoy living for God. I'm going to enjoy going to the house of the Lord. David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord, because I'm going to work out. Hallelujah. I'm going to work out. Hallelujah. But Jesus has done so much for me. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. We've got to learn to exercise ourselves. Amen. In serving the Lord without arguing. Do we have to do that? Do we have to have church on Wednesday night and then turn around and have watch night? My, they just church you to death. My, some of you, Sister Everett, amen, we had revivals that went 6 weeks, amen, without a watch night, and we never missed a night. Amen, we have 2 services back to back. Oh, Lord. We need to work out. You know what's happened? We quit working out. We quit, amen, we quit going to the prayer room. Amen, we quit going to the master. Amen, we quit exercising faith. We quit exercising expectancy. Amen, quit enjoying the things of God. But you know what? It hasn't diminished. It's even better now than it was then. Amen, I'm enjoying self in the things of God. Amen, because I'm working out my salvation. I'm not earning it. I'm just enjoying it. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, the Bible says that salvation's a gift. Now, it's Christmas time. Oh, hallelujah. It's Christmas time. And you know, I never have seen anybody complain, amen, about getting too many gifts. If you got more than you can handle, amen, you just let me have it. Never have seen anybody complain about getting too many gifts. Hallelujah. But you know what working out your salvation is? Amen. It's enjoying the gift. Amen. It's taking it's taking off the wrapper. Amen. It's a joy to watch children open gifts. Man, they don't care about that paper. They don't care about the bow. And they don't care about all that fancy wrapping. Amen. All they care about is getting to the gift. Amen. Enjoying the gift. Amen. You know what God wants you to do? He wants you to start enjoying your salvation. He wants you to start exercising yourself in the things of God. Exercising some faith. Exercising some discipline. Exercising some love. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes I think it'd be good if some of us exercised a smile. Now that's not, you know, that don't take a lot of exercise. Not even physically. I forget the number of muscles it takes to smile. It's not very many. I think it's like 7. Boy, but it really takes some effort to frown. We ought to enjoy ourselves. Amen. To work it out. Amen. You want to work out Amen. Them wrinkles that you want to work out. Amen. Those saggy, baggy eyes. Amen. Just exercise yourself a little bit more in the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's nothing like an apostolic renewal. Amen. It makes me feel young again. It makes me feel, amen, like starting all over. It makes me want to be a little more apostolic. It's getting a fresh renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's working out. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. There used to be a guy named Lalane. What was his first name? Jack Lalane. He's still exercising, isn't he, brother? Man, when I was a little old kid, Jack Lalane was. He was exercising America. Guy must be 100. He's getting close to it. You remember Jack Lalane? Pretty good shape for an old geezer. You know why he looks that way? Because he kept working out. Amen. You know why? We've got some Brother Matt Daniels, that still want to, get up behind a pulpit and preach this gospel. Amen. Because he never stopped working out. He never stopped praying. He never stopped believing. He never stopped calling upon the name of the Lord. He never stopped worshiping. Amen. That's why, he's got joy. He's got a spring in his step at, what, 94? 90-something years old. Man, hallelujah. He's still got the desire. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to hurry. Amen. We need to exercise ourselves being blameless. We need to exercise ourselves being harmless. We need to exercise ourselves being without fault or an occasion of stumbling. Amen. The Bible says we're to let our light shine in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Amen. The only way you're going to let your light shine is to keep working out. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Everybody say working out. We're called to work out. Amen. We're called to work with God, not just for God. Amen. Well, I said we're called to work with God, not just for God. Amen. Well, there's a lot of wasted effort when people work for God. And working for God will never get you anywhere unless you're at the same time working with God. Because the Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. You can work all you want to work. You can do all you want to do. Amen. But if you're not working with Jesus, if you're not being led by the Spirit, amen, it's all going to be for naught. Because this isn't about us, it's about Him. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to exercise ourselves in making ourselves available to God. We need to exercise ourselves in working in our assigned fields of labor. It's amazing, isn't it, when someone's given an assignment and they want to do someone else's assignment. Do your own work. Amen. Stay in your own area that God has called you and use the gifts which God has bestowed upon you. Don't try to be like Brother Neil. Don't try to be like Brother McGee. Work in your own field of labor. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to exercise ourselves in working diligently and persistently. And we need to exercise ourselves in working on ourselves. Amen. When I'm exercising, I'm not exercising for Sister Hart. Amen. I'm not exercising for you, Brother Fry. I'm working out my own salvation. Hallelujah. You can't work out somebody else's salvation. Amen. We have to learn, amen, to work on ourselves. Because the garden of our heart requires our daily attention. Amen. If you've got a garden, you know that you've got to keep that garden weeded. You've got to keep it cultivated. You've got to keep things out of it. You've got to care for it. Amen. We need to work on our own life. Jesus said, amen, don't try to take the mote out of your brother's eye when you've got a beam in your own eye. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. When you remove that beam from your eye, you know what you're doing? Working out. Hallelujah. Where are you getting rid of some things? Hallelujah. Amen. Making some sacrifices. Enduring affliction. And then last but not least, when we're working out for Jesus, amen, we need to do the work of an evangelist. We need to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. Will the musicians come? Hallelujah. We are called to work out. Amen. Bodily exercise profiteth little. But we do need to exercise. We don't need to become complacent. We don't need to become lethargic. We don't need to be spectators in the arena of life. Because God has called us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. If we'll be spiritually fit, we'll enjoy life a whole lot more. Now and in the future. Because the Bible says that we are going to be tested. Every man's work is going to be tried to see what it is, what matter of work it is. Wood, hay, or stubble, or gold, silver, or precious stones. Titus 2 and verse 11 says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live, everybody, listen, this is how God wants us to live. Amen. Soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Hallelujah. He wants us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. You can't earn it. You don't deserve it. But you need to exercise the joy of salvation. You need to exercise faith in the Word of God. You need to exercise mercy and forgiveness and honor. Hallelujah. Because we are called to work out. I believe we can work it out, saints of God. Hallelujah. We can work it out. Amen. Well, there's a lot of work that we need to do, and mostly it's on us ourselves. Amen. We got a lot of work to do when we look at ourselves. Amen. There's a lot of flaws. Hey, there's a lot of things that need changing. But the only way that we can change them, amen, is to work it out. The only way that we can draw closer to God is to work it out. Oh, hallelujah. I want to work out for Jesus. Amen. I want to exercise the things of God. I want to enjoy His presence. Because He's done so very much for me. Would you stand? Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord. Glorify the Lord today. Would you praise the Lord? Hallelujah. These altars are open. Amen. We invite you to come. Let's pray and seek the Lord. Let's exercise ourselves in the things of God and glorify His name. God bless you.